Joining me on the line to discuss this further is Justin Bayever, who is one of the original paddle coaches in Johannesburg. Justin, thanks so much for chatting with us here on The Home Run. How did paddle first land in South Africa? And were you one of the coaches from the start?
Yes, hi Paula. Thanks very much for inviting me onto your show. So the first paddle court was built in 2019 at the luxury Val de Vie estate in the Cape.
Okay.
It was the brainchild of Olympic swimmer Ray Nietling, who is the director and marketing manager at the estate.
And
In March, okay. So yes.
No. I wanted to ask you where it came from. Like, where was the idea of taking a bit of tennis and a bit of squash and putting them together into a new sport?
Yeah, sure. So originally, it was a long time ago. I think it was around 1968, 69. It was a Mexican businessman, farmer who had a tennis court that wasn't being used. And it was taking up space. So he actually downsized it and I think built in, it was actually not glass, but like actually wall around it. And the shape and the concept pretty much became the first paddle court that was ever invented.
Unbelievable.
It did lie dormant for a long time, the sport. And then just started taking off like years later, Argentina, Spain, sort of being the main countries, the strong countries basically that played, and it's spreading. It's like the fastest growing sport in the world. It's going very well.
I mean, Justin, I read somewhere it said tennis and squash had a baby and it's called paddle. Why did it take so long to come to South Africa, and what hooked you on the sport at the beginning?
I'm not sure why it did take so long to get here. It is a bit unfortunate, especially for the older generation who now having to compete with guys in their 30s and 20s. But anyway, it is here now. It took a while. But for myself, after hearing about paddle from friends, it actually sounded like a silly sport from their description of it. It's played on AstroTurf. There's glass and a fence that are part of it. I actually wasn't that keen to play, but eventually I was invited to a friend's birthday, and so I couldn't say no. So I went and played, and I have loved it and been hooked ever since.
So how long ago was that that you went for your first paddle game?
That was about 3 years ago, around 3 years ago.
And now, like, how often would you play paddle every week, let's say, for example?
I try to play because just out of love for the sport every single day. I mix it in with my coaching, but if I could, and I always try, every single day I want to play the sport.
Justin, just how big has paddle actually become in South Africa?
So it has grown and expanded rapidly. There are around 400,000 players or so, and over 200 clubs.
Is that around the country?
Around the country, yeah. It could be more, but yeah.
And what's the biggest surprise in how South Africans have taken to it?
So I would say the fact that people who are not seen as sporty, and even people who dislike sport, are actually playing it and loving it. And then how it has gotten people to actually leave their houses at night to go and play. And especially women who would never really go out at night on their own or going out and playing. And they will also go early, early in the morning and play in the cold weather.
Are we seeing more serious players now, or is it still mostly social?
So I would say it's still more social, but there is definitely a big push and focus now on adding to the group of elite players in the country. You can see it becoming more professional with regards to the money involved, the kind of training, and also now to overseas exposure that the players are starting to get.
And that leads me directly to what I wanted to ask you next, is what's next? Is it going to be more courts, more pro leagues, or something that we don't expect?
Yeah, so I'd say yes, still more courts. Pro leagues are starting. I'd say we can expect growth within the younger generation and with kids becoming more involved. And I believe we'll be, seeing South Africans competing soon against, the best in the world. I definitely think we have the talent. So I think a lot to look forward to.
And Justin, maybe just to let the listeners know that when you and I were setting this up, you very kindly invited me to come and try it out because I've never tried out paddle. I'm one of those journalists, you know, reads and reads and reads, but doesn't actually go and do the stuff. And I politely declined. Yeah. And I said I was busy this weekend, which I was, but I'm also a little bit scared and I don't know what to expect. So give me a quick sell. Okay. Why should someone like me who's never played try paddle this weekend? And does your invite still stand?
So you're saying you're a bit scared. I did tell you I was a bit scared first time I've been on radio.
And you've done amazingly. So please God, may my first paddle experience not see me fall on the ground.
No, thanks so much. And it's an open invitation, so whenever you want. And in terms of the quick sell, I'd say there isn't anyone I know who has tried the sport and has said they don't enjoy it.
You promise?
Seriously, I promise. People joke about it being addictive, but really is. And people play more than once a day. It's incredible.
And last question:
give it a try.
Is it more like tennis, more like squash? I mean, if a person didn't enjoy tennis or love tennis, I mean, where does it fit in, really?
Yeah. So look, the benefits to having played tennis, before paddle, and also benefits from, having a squash background. But there are also players who never touched a racket or ball, who never played tennis or squash either, and quickly have become really, really top players. So in a way, it could help, but it's not a prerequisite if you've never even touched a racket or ball. So we sort of say it's easy to play, but hard to master. But definitely, it's for everyone.